Okay, let's start Torah Vayichi. We'll start the second Maimer. Page Mem Vav, bottom of the first column. Okay, he says, Eisil HaGefen Ira, he's going to tie, it speaks about Yehuda, the brachas that Yehuda is getting from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is giving a brachas, giving such an abundance with vines and grapes and everything that they're going to use it even for like tying up the animals to the vine. It won't be because there'll be so much of it. So it says, Eisil HaGefen Ira, Vesalareka Bin Bini Aseini, these are two expressions about donkeys. He's going to tie to a vine and also to a grape bush, basically, the donkeys. And then it says, Kibbutz Bayayin Levushi, he's going to wash his garments with wine. Meaning there'll be such an abundance of wine, they'll even wash the garments with it. I don't know how clean it's going to get, but anyway. So he says, Hine Mikra Zeh Nemeli Mesa Mashiach. This pasuk, Yaakov Avinu is speaking about the days of Mashiach, because before that it says Liyosef Shevet Mihuda, Ad Ki Yavishile, that king royalty will never leave from Yehuda until Ad Yavishile, until Mashiach comes. Because Hamim to him, all nations are going to gather. Then the pasuk says it's going to be Eisin El Gefen Irei, meaning just the simple meaning of the pasuk implies that when Mashiach comes, that's when there's going to be this abundance of wine. They're going to wash the clothing in wine, tie the donkeys to the vine, and so on. So he says, by the way, Yahweh Shilai is the gematria of Mashiach. Yahweh is 13, and Shilai is 345. 345 and 13 is 358, which is the numerical value of Mashiach. Okay,
see.
Yep, correct. As the Rebbe always used to say, Moshe, or as you guys would say, Moshe, with Echad equals Mashiach. Okay, so he says, Biro, and you need to explain this. Why is this pasuk referring to the era of Mashiach? In the Omer Azal, Chazal tell us, Ein bin Elam Azal Yimeisa Mashiach, Halashibud Bilvat. Chazal say, there's no difference between now and the days of Mashiach. Only there won't be slavery of the nations. In other words, we'll be in Eretz Yisrael under our own control. Because, and Alter Rebbe explains, this that the Gemara says, the only difference, and Amma brings it down Laloch also, that the difference between now and Mashiach's coming is only the fact that we won't be under the Goyim, that's not after Tchias HaMeis. That's before Tchias HaMeis. Like the Rebbe learns in the first era, the first 40 years, then there's no difference between now and then. Everything's going to be normal, except we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael without the Golos. Shazel matan shesharin shel tzadikim. But Yemeis HaMashiach, it represents Hayem La'aseisim today, when you do the work, v'lei l'kabel shcharim, and not to get the reward. Tchias HaMeisim is the reward in the Shama, in the Guf. And until then is the world of action to do mitzvahs. The ultimate accomplishment of doing and the completeness of action will be b'meisa Mashiach. Similar to k'meishaya ikar avedus adam b'gan Eden l'avdu l'shamra. Just like Adam Rish was in Gan Eden, and he said l'avdu l'shamra, right, to work and to guard. And as the Chazal tell us, La'avdo is the mitzvahs, I say the positive mitzvahs. Shamra, guarding it, is the negative mitzvahs. Sha'o yiya oz hayem b'chinas yem la'aseisam, b'tachlas ha'shleimus. Well, Hashem put Adam into Gan Eden. Yes, before the sin, the ultimate level of completeness was in Gan Eden. What did he do? Of the positive mitzvahs, negative mitzvahs, ala achakach v'yigadosh yasa Adam. But afterwards, Hashem threw Adam and Rishon out of Gan Eden. And then Nichnasu Avisein Elodes Gamkin Bishvil Maisa Mitzvahs. And also the Eden going into Eretz Yisrael was again for them to do mitzvahs. Why? Shekama mitzvahs are Kluyim Bodes Dafka. Okay? It is like, for so many mitzvahs are connected only to Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi said, why did Meshach Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael not to eat Israeli fruit? He wanted going to do mitzvahs that you can't do in Chutz Laretz. And then again, they went into Golos. And then when Mashiach comes, which will be soon in the first era, so in other words, like this, the first era of Mashiach, we're still going to be doing mitzvahs. Because the only difference is we won't be in Golos. But mitzvahs we're going to be doing. But now we will be doing mitzvahs, we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll be doing all of mitzvahs. Which is, again, the complete level of doing mitzvahs. So first, it was in Adam Rishon Gan Eden. Then, when the Eden came into Eretz Yisrael, they did all that. And the next time is when the Eden will be back in Eretz Yisrael. We say in davening, Shom Shom Nasa Fenach Zekovin Zecheviseinu. In Musaf, what do we always daven? Hashem should help us, Mashiach will come, and then we'll do the Korbanis, Kemitzuva, Kemitzus Ritzinecha, the way you want us to do it. She'ikar Amaisi Avedis HaKorbanis, because the main, and you're going to explain why, the main action is doing Korbanis. She'ein Oni Yochelim L'Kayim B'Golus, that we're not able to bring Korbanis in Golus, in Golos, what do we have instead of Kabonis? Davening. But dying ain't that committed to Sinachamamish. That Altrebbe is really analyzing the expression of Chazal. Chazal is telling us, well, what do we say in davening? The Mashiach comes, then we're going to do the mitzvahs properly. Kemitzvahs to the Sinacha. Which implies, what is the ultimate doing of mitzvahs? The level of korbanos. Now we can't do korbanos. Now we only have tefillah. But what do we say in davening? That we should have Mashiach and have the real korbanos. Meaning davening is not the level of korbanos. Instead of korbanos, we have davening in Golos. But the ultimate, the tefillah clearly says, is korbanos. What do we daven? We should have the base of Migdash again with Korbanos. Okay?
Well, anytime you do a
mitzvah,
it's
Kirtzono. Yeah, but he says, Korbanos, what do we say? We should do the Korbanos of your obligations. Well, that's what we say in davening. That means davening is to get the Korbanos back, which means Korbanos is greater than davening. Correct? That's what it simply means. So he says, I haven't to understand this. L'cheira, davening is greater than sacrifices, greater than korbanos. Why? Because what is davening? Davening is binding connection, the elevation of the neshama of the Jew. When we praise Hashem, Baruch Shama v'yayilam or ahadalukas, until you come, you have to b'chol nafshecha. Okay, what's davening? Davening is elevating the person to a level of godliness. Mashenka Korbanos ibn Nefesh Behema. It dealt with basically the Nefesh Abamis. Ubiyema Shabbos Shnei Chvasim. But L'chaira, davening is really ultimately connecting even the Nefesh Olakis with Elokus. Right? Through the Nefesh Abamis davening, the Nefesh Olakis becomes elevated.
Doesn't we mean over here that Korbanos is like a ticket, an animal that's totally outside of you. It's not even talking about that.
That's not what he's saying, though. That's what you're saying.
No?
That's not what he's saying.
Like davening is always us going up, or is Hashem coming down?
No, davening is us going up, refining ourselves.
But that's what it is. I mean, how does the Korbanos refine me in any way? Davening, it's my avodah. I'm doing it.
Well, officially, Korbanos, a person brought a carbon.
Has nothing to do with
a person brought. It's not true. It says in Medrashim, and it's brought down all over the place, when a person brought a carbon, they're supposed to think they are supposed to be sacrificed.
So the kavanah affects me.
Yeah, the kavanah, but it's still the nefesh abayim, abahamis. It's not the nefesh olik, just like davening does. He said, so if that's the case, why are kavanahs so much greater than davening, that kavanahs should be called kemitzus ritzinecha, that this is what you want. So why should korbanos be greater than davening? Davening is the person becoming closer to Hashem, not only nefesh abamis, but even nefesh olakis. And korbanos is an animal that you're bringing to Hashem. So he says like this: Hinei ksiv, gefim mitzrayim tasiyah. The pasuk is calling the Jews a vine. It's a pasuk says Geffen, the Geffen in Mitzrayim to see it traveled out of Egypt. Shebnei Yisrael nimshalu legeffen. The Yidden are likened to a vine. Shegodlim ba'anovim, where grapes are grown. Shmehem yitza yayin ayidei dricha begas. That the wine comes by pressing it. Gas is a press. So what does it mean? The Yidden are likened to a vine that grapes grow on, that wine comes from. Yeah? And that's why the Jews are called Geffen in Mitzrayim Tasiya. The Geffen that will leave Egypt, meaning the Jews leave Egypt. The best grapes, the best wine, yates me anov masmuchim lekarka. This is our agricultural thing. The best wine comes from grapes that are closest to the ground. Where do we see this? So the Gemara says, "Kesha'om lagabin nesachim," about the libations of the wine. Lo yemevim in adloyes, they didn't bring it from the higher up vines. Okay, so he says, bottom line is, what's the best grapes? The ones closest to the bottom. And he says, there's many types of wine. He doesn't mean whatever. Chatney. He means like this. Yes, yayin amesamach. There's wine that makes you happy. Yayin ha-meshaker, wine that makes you drunk. Yayin adam, red wine. There's love on white wine, right? So, again, if the Yidden are likened to vines that produce wine, and in wine there's these four levels, so obviously in Yidden there's four levels. There's what, Jews that get you drunk? Okay, he says, and the same thing, the Yidden are likened to these levels of vines that produce the different types of grapes, different types of wine. Shenim shokanasi Yisrael, sheyesh b'mava mesuteres l'mokim. Meaning like this, where does wine come from? It's hidden in the grape, right? So, where's the neshama, the ava mesuteres, the hidden love, is hidden in the Jew. Sometimes you got to press the Jew. It means reveal the wine, like you said before in the other mimer, to reveal the Ava Mesuteres. And he says, okay, in order to reveal it, so wine is the revelation of the Ava Mesuteres of the Neshama, right? So he said, meaning, like he said, it comes from the lowest grapes, from one's closest to the ground. So he says, so what's that in Aveda? V'nafshi ka'afa l'kol tihiyah. The level of bittul. The one's closest to the ground, that my nefesh should be like afa. V'gam d'richa b'gas. Also, you have to press it in the press. Li'as lev nishba v'nitkat, have a broken heart. V'ayidei zeh, through these two criterias. Number one, it's the grapes closest to the ground, which is the level of bittul, nafshi kofa l'kol tihiyah. Then you need to have a broken heart, because you got to press it. And then you get the level of wine, which is ava mesuteres, which is the hidden ava. That until now is concealed. And now it becomes revealed. How? Because concerning wine, it says, "Nichnas yayin yotzesod." Excuse me. When wine goes in, no, I don't need it. I'm fine. It's just something. Wine comes in, out comes the secret. What does that represent in Ruchnias? The sod is the ava mesuteres, the hidden love, which is the secret, is not revealed, and wine reveals it. Why does wine reveal it? Because wine is the same thing. Wine initially is hidden in the grape, and then it becomes revealed and goes out. Just like Dava Mesuteres, it's hidden in the Jew, and through Avoid it becomes revealed. Okay? So he says, Yayin is basically representing the hidden love that a Jew has. In order to get the best wine, you need to have bittul, because the best grapes are the ones closest to the ground, and you need to have a broken heart.
So there are two aspects of bittul here. First of all, the grapes that are closest to the ground.
Right.
And then you have to step on them.
Yes.
And
which is a broken heart.
Crushing it. So first you have to be humble, then you have to
correct.
Break your heart.
Yeah, but that's step down. Levenish, but doesn't mean
no,
a
break. Break the gaiva.
Huh? How
do you do that in
you want to...
At the same time?
No, it does, because you think your step down means everybody's on...
No, you step on in your own gaiva.
It's the level of bittul. Bittul has to be besimcha.
Two things.
A broken heart is a real level of simcha. Why? Because a broken heart makes you one with Hashem. What could be happier than that? The master key, like the Baal Shem Tov said, right, which is a broken heart, that creates a bond between the Yid and Hashem, and that's the Yayin that makes Simcha.
He said master key is Simcha, not
broken. No.
Baal Shem Tov said master key is broken heart?
Yeah. When the guy lost the notes for Tekir Shofar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that Baal Shem Tov said to him, the master key is a broken heart that opens all doors.
So again, what's the difference between the lower grapes and stepping on them?
In bittul?
It's two types of bittul.
Yeah. There's a bittul of a person thinks they're like dirt. Not negative way. And then a broken heart is not... A broken heart is not necessarily bittul. A broken heart means that you feel that you're lacking something. Why is a person upset? There's something missing. Whatever it is. And that's the bottom line of a depressed person or a person with a broken heart is because something's missing. Either they lost a relative or they lost money, or I don't know which one's more important, and then they get messed up. So that's what they're depressed about.
So not that?
No. And he says...
Not everybody, when they have a broken heart, get closer. I mean, some people snap. What's for sure, snap
if it's
off.
A broken heart, which is depression, yeah, you get further.
Yeah.
But a broken heart doesn't mean that in Yiddish, you guys don't speak Yiddish. There's a chassidish shavart like this. There's nothing as straight as a crooked ladder, because the ladder goes straight up, you can't walk, right? There's nothing as straight as a crooked ladder. There's nothing as complete as a broken heart. It's a play of words. Nothing as complete as a broken heart. Nothing as straight as a crooked ladder. There's a whole bunch of Yiddish expressions like that. Somebody once came to the Friedrich Rebbe, to the Verbrengen, and he came from a Williamsburg. I don't know where they walked from. And the Friedrich Rebbe asked if he made Kiddush. So he didn't make Kiddush yet. So the Rebbe told him to make Kiddush. And then he needed to wash. It was Yom Tov. But there was no more Lechem Mishnah left. So the Friedrich Rebbe took two pieces, broken pieces. But Shabbos, you really need complete ones. So he told him in Yiddish, there's nothing as complete as a broken one. So that's broken heart means lacking.
The halacha of two pieces is enough to make
it. Said, but the yavid. Yeah, but in chassid language, he told him more than that. There's nothing as complete as a broken heart. Okay, then he says, Vine ba'ava yesh beis bechinas. There's two levels of ava. Yesh misbol, some people become affected. Liyasimcha shem belibay is the level of yayin amasamach. There are certain people, ava causes happiness, and bechinas yayin lavon from chamar chavarin atik, which is the white level from atik. V'yash misbon, some people become affected. Liyas leib meniris, are left to be a broken heart. Liyas mimori the chushbana, to be a serious reckoning type of a person. From all his thoughts and speech, which are not for Hashem, I'll explain in a second. And that's the level of Yayin Edim, and yayin ha-meshaker. That's red wine and wine that makes you drunk. Yeah, but each one is composed of two.
Yayin ha-meshaker has to be lovan?
He says the white wine is what's called yayin ha-meshaker. Yayin edem is what makes it... He's speaking ruchnius. Now, what's the difference between white and red? One's chesed, one's gvura. So chesed is more the level of happiness. Gvura, marash chayda, which literally means a black gallbladder, versus a white gallbladder, there's marash levana, marash chayda. Marash chayda, when somebody's depressed, is called marash chayda. Literally means a black gallbladder. How it gets to the gallbladder, I don't know. But that's the expression. And a person is always happy is called Mara Levena. Levana is a white gallbladder. So white represents happiness and simcha. And red represents blood. I don't know. Depression.
Anger, passion.
Yeah, anger is...
At best, bitterness. In a positive
bitterness. Way. Yeah, so he says this is in a positive way. He makes a cheshbon how he's far from Hashem, he wants to become closer and all that. V'nei anu emnim b'Shabbos v'yanuch v'yisrael mekatshe shmecha. It sounds like, what do we say in Shabbos davening? So Friday night we say v'ah, and Shabbos morning v'ah, and Shabbos mincha b'am. What are we saying? V'yanuch v'ay, in the day of Shabbos who will rest, Yisrael mekatshe shmecha, that make your name holy. That's what we say in davening. That's the simple meaning of the words, right? V'yenuchu v'yirvavam, Yisrael, they will rest by in it or by in her, depend the different levels of Shabbos. Mikachi shmecha, the ones that sanctify your name. So the Altareb is going to ask, God's name is not holy by itself? What do you mean, Jews make God's name holy? He says, Chedeinu moving. Halahu yizbarach me'el of Kaddish. Like it says, Kaddish ani, u'kdushasi l'mayim u'kdushaschem. So he says, "Veichi atolik dushatz yizbarch biyisrael daika." Sheikra, him, they should be called hamagdishim shmei, that sanctify God's name. It sounds from the simple meaning that Hashem's name is not holy. Who makes it holy? The yidden that I'm mekachi shmecha. So he said, Hashem is holy by itself. So he says like this: Ach inyan dinei ano eminim ato kodesh, v'shim cho kodesh. We say, "You're holy. Your name's holy." And the holy ones every day will praise your name. Yeah. What does it mean, the holy ones every day? It means like the expression. This continuous creation. Every day, not every day, but every second of the day is the renewal of creation. Yeah. Therefore, when every day they realize this continuous creation and Hashem is the existence of everything in the world, his avus and chayus and mechinas kodesh umuvdol, that we say Adonai Nefloh is the master of wonders. Okay, let me just say something else first. Brothers, if you think a minute, stop to think for a minute, it's a difficult issue. If the world is constantly renewed, we should never age. If at every second the world is recreated, so every second we shouldn't be aging. We should be a second old.
One day old, right?
Second old, a minute old. But so why do we... So the answer is, Hashem recreates the world in a continuation of what it was before. It's recreating it continuously, but it's in a way that it's in sequence. It continues to what it was. Yeah, so he says, what does it mean? The holy ones that every day realize that there's continuous creation, so therefore they understand the power of Hashem, that Hashem himself is removed from world. Adayna neflois, right before, in Yotzer Meiris, right? We say Adayna neflois, then we say Mechadish v'tu v'chom tam ma'itzim v'reishis. So he says, Ki all of Yisbarach Nemadayin and Neflois Pish Lamaila Maila Mechinas Neflois, Hashem is even above wonders. Adayin and Neflois means he's the master of wonders, which means there are wonders And he's above it. He's the master of wonders. Now, wonders is even greater than miracle. We say in davening, who knows how many times, Nisecha v'niflei secha. We say Chanukah, Nisecha v'niflei secha v'yeshua secha. We say in Maidim, Nisecha shebuchayim imanu. Right? And then we see Niflois. So there's Niflois and Nisim. Nisim are miracles. Nisim are a level of above world. Niflois, the root of Niflois, wonders, miracles and wonders, right? Niflois, the root of the word is Pella. Pella means a wondrous thing. That means even in the realm of miracles, it's wondrous. You can have a miracle, means nature changes. But then you can have Niflei Secha, and we say, Shebuchol Eis Erev Avayk V'Tzaraim. This is continuous, okay? So the fact of creation is actually Niflois, Niflois HaBeirei, it's the wonders of Hashem. But Hashem himself is above that. That means the Jew realizes, and that's why they praise Hashem, the Jew realizes that the vastness of creation is nothing compared to Hashem himself. So therefore, they're going to praise Hashem every day because they realize in continuous level the greatness of Hashem, that he's unbelievably great. Like it says, Eise Pella. Shebchin is Tapella. And now he's defining another thing. We say, Eise Fella. Right before Shmanes, right? Malchus Chorov and Ach. Okay. Eise Pella means, simply means he does wonders. Alter Rebbe is defining Eise and Neflois means Eise, which is Asiya, which is the lowest level, and Pella, which is the higher super level, is the same thing. We say Kulam b'Chachma Asisa. That Chachma, how do you say this touch the pasuk? Kulam b'Chachma Asisa means by you, Chachma and Asiya, the highest level and the lowest level is the exact same thing. So what does Eise Pella mean? By you, Asiya, the lowest, and Pella, the what? Same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. It just grammatically.
Right. In the Siddur, it doesn't have a.
Grammatically, sometimes you put a dot in. Like Beis and Vase is the same thing. It's the same letter. Mm-hmm. Sometimes because a dictok, it's a Beis or a Vase, whatever.
Kaf and
Kaf. Kaf and Kaf. Yeah, all these things. The dot is just a dictok when. Based on the word before it, or whatever, I don't know. Dictum.
Ella is above nature.
Ness is above nature. Pella is above Ness. That's why we say, Al Nisecha Shebuchayim Imanu, first Ness. And then we say, Al Niflei Secha Shebuchalais. Why do we say both? It's two distinct levels. The level of Nisim and Niflois. What does it say? Kimei Tzeischa Meretz Mitzrayim Arenu Niflois. Is going to even Pella compared to the miracles of Yetzias and Tzrayim. This is going to be even more wondrous. What?
So is Nes a type of Gili that's open miracle and Pella is so.
It's not necessarily hidden.
Pella is like the creation.
It's a wondrous.
The world
it's a wondrous. Even in the realm of miracles, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. You know, you have, to give you an example of this, the 10 miracles in the Beis HaMikdash, yeah? I saw Nisim, Nasa, I've seen Beis HaMikdash. But there were more miracles in Beis HaMikdash. Makom Adon Einam in Amida, that the Adon didn't take up any place, is a big, so simply the answer is, why don't they count that as one of the miracles? Because that nobody saw. I mean, that was in the Kedosh HaKadoshim. Nobody went in except Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. So the simple answer is, it means miracles that everybody saw. Even the Mizbeach, that the wind didn't blow, but that people saw, everybody saw. But Chassidus explains, you can't count that one of the 10 miracles, because it's not even in that realm of miracles. It's way above it. Miracle means you change nature. This is not changing nature. The contradiction of nature and above nature, time, place, and above place simultaneously. That's not a miracle. That's a pella, that's way above miracles. So therefore, that can't be counted one of the miracles because it's...